Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. It's a teaching edition, and they're one of my favorites where I get to share with you some great content to help you with your startup, help get your business unstuck, help you take your business to scale and even further. We're going to talk about today is the unstoppable startup. These are the five things that you should be focusing on. There's a lot of things you can focus on in a startup, but what are the main things, the core things, the things that matter most? I remember starting companies and I was worried about uniforms and how the office would look and all these peripheral things, and none of it moved the needle. Okay, and I also spent a lot of money on things that were just completely unnecessary. But now there's five things, and I work with startups all the time. I'm helping launch a company right now, and I'm going to take you through the five that you need to focus on. First thing is proof of demand. What am I talking about? The field of dreams concept does not work in business. You don't build it and they just come. You build it and then they decide if they want to come. My advice is to decide if they want what you're building, then build it in a real small way, maybe like a pup tent, test it a little bit, and then build it for real. What am I talking about? I'm talking about proof of demand. You need to focus on establishing, and that's where your business plan kind of helps with that, proof of demand. Does the marketplace want what you're going to be offering? What proof do you have that your idea can be a winner, that there is a demand for what it is you're going to be offering? That's critical. Because within this proof of demand, it's like, how do you stand out? Like, why are they going to want what you have? So this is, you need to have proof that the marketplace is going to want what you're offering. If there's 10 people offering the exact same thing, then what's your differentiation? How are you going to differentiate yourself from others? What's your unique selling proposition? That's the next, how you go down a little further. But the core issue is, number one, is there proof of demand? Does the marketplace want what you're selling? Do you have any proof of that? That is the number one thing you need to focus on, because nothing else matters after that. You can't market something nobody wants. You can't sell something nobody wants. You can't scale a business that sells things that nobody wants. So the number one thing is to make sure people want what you're selling. Okay, then number two is proof of concept. Can you systematically deliver what you're selling? And I know a lot of people are doing drop shipment and online, and I have more traditional businesses. It really doesn't matter. You're selling it's a product, it's a service, you're selling something. Can you repeatedly provide this at the expectation level of your customer? An example of this is, you remember the big baller brand, the Alonzo Ball and all of them, they're going to do the set of shoes. And they pre-sold all these shoes at a crazy price, like over $400 for a pair of shoes. They had proof of demand, but they had no proof of concept. They couldn't get these shoes made, or they never really tried because they never filled an order. So you got to have proof of concept. Can you systematically deliver what it is you're selling? Next, profit margins. Okay, you know that you can provide it. Well, now what is it really costing you to provide it? How can you increase these margins? Are these margins acceptable? I had a business that I wanted to start. I had proof of demand. I had proof of concept. But in my area, the margin wasn't going to be, the spread wasn't big enough to appeal to me. There wasn't enough margin. I like high margin businesses. I like high margin service companies specifically, in that we offer a service that's at the top 20% tier, where your upper income client wants it. They really want a high level person providing it. So that's important. So the profit margin has to be appealing. So again, we're trying to create the unstoppable startup. And if I could give you just five things to focus on, first thing I would tell you is, do you have a proof of demand? Would you bet your life that the marketplace is going to want what it is you're selling? And what proof do you have of that? What data? What have you done to give yourself this confidence? Number two is proof of concept. Can you deliver this day in and day out? Do you got somebody making it for you in China? Is it the only person that makes it? Do you have somebody in America? Do you have a backup person that can provide it at a similar price if you lost that vendor? You just want to be confident that you can systematically provide what it is you're selling. Can you systematically provide the, let's say it's a service company. I also canned a business idea because trying to find the person to provide the service that I wanted was like trying to find a one-eyed leprechaun. It was an extremely narrow person that I could not find in my area. My rule of thumb is if I can't replace any of my employees within 48 hours, it's too difficult. I know that sounds like I'm lazy, but it's true. I want to be interviewing somebody within 48 hours to fill every position within my company. It doesn't mean I get a superstar in the first 48 hours. Sometimes it takes obviously longer than that, but I want the position to be something that I can get. I can get somebody to do it. Again, that's that proof of concept. All right, and then we talked about profit margins. Do the margins appeal to you? What are your margins? All right, next, number four, marketing. Well, we want the unstoppable startup. How are you going to systematically attract customers? Well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Well, have you tested any of this? No, you need to know that you have a systematic way of attracting target customers. And this is because you've beta tested some things. But you don't start a business that you don't know how you're going to attract customers. And not only you don't know how, you have no confidence because you haven't done anything to even know if it's going to work. That's why you do micro testing. You test the messaging. You test the vehicle that you're using. The medium. You know, does this work? Does this attract my target customer? So you want an unstoppable startup, you better know from the beginning how you're going to attract customers and be very confident that your method works. And then finally, you need proof of sales. How are you selling people? And have you tried to sell anybody yet? Again, I'm like, sell it at the county fair. Sell it somewhere. Sell it online. Do a one-page, a funnel or however. There's so many ways to sell something, but test it at a micro level. So you know that you have a system for converting these leads. And it doesn't matter whether it's a retail store, service company, an online business. We still have to sell. We still have to sell. All of us, businesses go out of business for one reason 99% of the time. They stop making enough sales to stay in business. That's it. JCPenney, Sears, you go Blockbuster. We go all the way down the line. Why are they no longer here? Wasn't enough of an interest in what they were selling. Sales decline. Boom, they're out of business. All right, that's why we went over the unstoppable startup today. Let's go over it really quickly. The five things you should focus on if you're a startup. And if your startup is struggling, it's probably because of one of these five things. Number one, you need to have a proof of demand. Does the marketplace want what it is you're selling? You might have to modify and pivot a little bit to get something that maybe is broader or maybe even niche down, but you need to get a proof of demand. Number two is you got to get a proof of concept. Can you deliver systematically what you're selling? Number three, what are your profit margins? Are those margins appealing? Number four, marketing. Systematically, this is what I'm talking about. Picture a conveyor belt. How are you going to bring buying customers, interested, attracted customers to what it is that you offer? It needs to be like a conveyor belt. And then finally, proof of sales. Does your sales method work? How are you closing the deals? Okay, yeah, you have a proof of demand. People want it. You have a good product and or service. It's great. If you sold it for what you're offering, you have great margins. Man, you're attracting people. Marketing is working. But are you closing any sales? This is proof of sales. This is why a lot of startups fail miserably at this. You need good, solid sales professionals working for you in most businesses, or just an incredibly qualified lead that's just kind of falling on your lap, and it's like picking, you know, low-lying fruit. Again, today we talked about the unstoppable startup. This was Sean Castrine with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I don't promote a lot of things, but if you are a local small business and you're looking for digital marketing, what did I do 4 years ago? I partnered with somebody named James who revolutionized my business. We had the best January we ever had. January is a slow time for us. It was the best January ever. And he and I, 2 years later, started Gig Strategic. It's a local digital marketing company that we work with business owners. And we actually work with people that, you know, service their community. We'll tell you how to be very effective within your market. Place, your market area. We work with very traditional businesses, mom, pop, service companies. Why? Because that's the kind of business I owned, and James was incredible. So if you need somebody honest, who's good, who can help you, go to giggstrategic.com. I can personally endorse it because it absolutely helped my company, and that's why I partnered with him, and I am a 50% owner in Gig Strategic. I want to be fully transparent, but it's an unbelievable company for local business owners. Hey, let's talk again soon.